carefully wrote a funerary note on his best writing paper.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Drop it again.
In the background, we have Mr. Leroy Holmes with his take of Ennio Morricone's A Fistful of Dollars. And you can find off that Holmes compilation called For a Few Dollars More. And we just heard the Eagles of Death Metal with Stacks O' Money. And that's off the Queen of the Stone Age side project's 2004 album Peace, Love, and Death Metal. And that is how we're going to start off yet another cinematically inspired episode of Exploding Head Movies here, broadcast from UBC citywide, worldwide, universe-wide community radio station CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, both of those in the Vancouver area. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, and I am potentially sitting on a whole stack of money. And I will be doing so for the next 90 minutes until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. It is not the Fun Drive phone line anymore. But you can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. And before Eagles of Death Metal, we heard Hans Zimmer with It's a Metaphor. Whole variety of sounds there. And that's off the soundtrack to the Chameleon Western cartoon, Rango, to which we'll profile around 8 o'clock, since I have an appropriately weird giveaway that I couldn't use with the Fun Drive. And I'll get a little bit into that more once the profile comes up, but speaking about the Fun Drive, a big hearty thank you to everyone who donated last week and during the entire week-long Fun Drive, and for those that donated specifically to the Exploding Head Movement, Robert, Barnabas, and then a couple of anonymous folks. So kudos to all those people. So after last Friday's futuristic finale party at the Biltmore Cabaret, the total raised was just around $24,000 or so. It's a little bit short of our intended goal, but we're going to actually let the website run a little bit longer for any donations you can provide. So even if you have a couple bucks just to throw in at some point, if you don't feel like coffee that hour, why not chip in just to help things run as smoothly as possible here at CITR? So just go to citr.ca/donate. So let's listen to some Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings. They performed here last Saturday as part of the Grey Cup festivities. And congratulations to the local Lions for taking the 99th version of that within the confines of the shiny new and occasionally leak-proof BC Place. Originally, this song was a 2000 single that wasn't included on the 100 Days, 100 Nights album, but it now appears on the new compilation called Soul Time, which was a Record Store Day release from Black Friday, featuring 12 of the Brooklyn Crew's non-album songs. So here is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with I'm Not Gonna Cry.
Baby,
There's a nice little bit of a Latin rhythm there. That was Quantic y Sos Conjunto Los Míticos de Ritmo. And that was their take of the Pete Rock and CL Smooth classic from 1992, They Reminisce Over You, T-R-O-Y. And that appears on the EP Hip Hop en Cumbia, a limited edition EP that sold out earlier this year after, I think, 2,000 copies. It came out through the True Thoughts label. And it features several other sprightly takes on tracks by like Dr. Dre, Missy Elliott, and KRS-One, amongst others there. And They Reminisce Over You is one of the first nostalgic hip-hop songs there, partly due to its paid respect to Trouble T. Roy, a.k.a. Troy Dixon. He was a dancer that was part of Heavy D and the Boys. Unfortunately, Dixon died from a head injury after a fall in 1990. Now, of course, in the news recently is the fact that Heavy D recently passed away due to respiratory distress at the age of 44. And he was born Dwight Arrington Myers. Heavy D grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, and along with the Boys, they signed to Uptown Records, which D eventually became the president of, fostering the early career of Mary J. Blige, and actually appearing on the liner notes to what I'm about to play, features some early production work by Sean Combs, back when he knows as Puffy, not P. Diddy. Along with the Boys, Heavy D provided the themes to the TV series In Living Color and Mad TV. So rest in peace, Heavy D. And here he is, along with the Boys, with the title track to their 1993 album, Blue Funk. Here he is.
But God gave me a gift to put people at ease. What I do is what I do. If I was to sit down and try to tell you, break it down, technically, I couldn't, because I don't know, and that's the goddamn honest truth. What I do is what I do. I hear a beat, I feel it, I write it, I say it.
That's all I really need, and a bag of blue funk. Yeah. Although I may be high profile, I keep a low pro style. Stay calmly, but my army's kinda wild. Ooh. Mostly on the down low, now and then I hit a disco. Sports silk, drink milk, never Cisco. Yeah. I read the funnies, watch Bugs Bunny cartoons. And at the crib, I dig Bob Marley tunes. I take a spin in my Lexus coupe, sport sexy suits. If I'm sick, I sip chicken soup. I rip stages like a maniac, lyrics like a brainiac, and shows get torn no matter where we at. A little bit more than better, I warm it up like a sweater, a money generator, fly honey dip getter. Like I said before, thump in my trunk. That's all I really need, and a bag of blue funk. Comes the kid, can you dig? I got the flavor. Uh-huh. If you don't believe me, just check what your neighbor. I get enough respect from the roughest roughneck. Kinda wicked and unruly when it comes to a mic check. Drive a Jeep, catch beats on and on. Never say much when I wreck, cause I'm a quiet storm. Most of the time I'm fooling in my crib, watching cable. And I got crazy honeys far from dummies in my stable. I'm well known in the hoods like a gangster. And when the time is right, I'd like to have a little hefster. I bust riffs that'll excite to death. And beats that make you stagger like the neighborhood wine head. I warm it up like a heater or a funky, funky drummer beater. Brown sugar is sweeter, beats my Peter. Like I said before, thump in my trunk. That's all I really need, and a bag of blue funk. A bag of blue funk.
Blue funk.
Yeah, a bag of blue funk. Time I wake up with the sun, that's how I get up. When I walk the streets alone, I'm far from home, I keep my head up. Don't swing with many strangers, cause to me that's just a setup. If you're pushing up too close, I might be ghosting, you get wet up. Not into showing off, because I'm not the show or tight. I'd rather take my time writing rhymes and blowing up mics. Chill, just max, make loot, pay tax. All the ladies blow kisses, all the gents tip hats. I like to swing with girls
fast, cause to me it's a ton of laughs. But after the gig is fast, we also take bubble baths. I was raised well, but now I raised hell. I worked hard to make a living, so now I'm living slow. I never have a problem in the streets, I'm too smooth for that. I never talk or work with a gun, but run my crew with straps. Like I said before, thump in my trunk. That's all I really need, and a bag of blue funk.
Blue funk.
Yard Massive, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, Long Vernon, Uptown.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FunDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club, Lotus Land Tattoo, and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today.
Get up, stand up, get up. Don't call that number. Just donate to the website, citr.ca/donate. Back to the music. So we started off with Heavy D and the Boys, Blue Funk. Then from the 2009 EP, Tin Foil Hat, we heard RJD2 with The Highest of Courts. And then after his 2002 debut, Dead Ringer, we probably know RJD2 best as forming the basis of the theme to Mad Men. And his most recent album was last year's Colossus. He's also released something as The Insane Warrior last year through his label RJ's Electrical Connections. And he collaborated with The Means, Aaron Livingston, for a project called Iceberg. And I haven't heard either of those. And then right now in the background, this is Teebs. And this is the new house version of Cook, Clean, Pay the Rent, which appears on the LA Producer and Visual Artists Collection 01 through the Brain Feeder label. It's about 7:55 here Pacific time. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And next Tuesday is Finnish Independence Day. It's also the Shindig finale, but let's run with the first theme for a bit here. So the plan is to play some Suomalainen music next week. Not as much as last year, mind you, but with folk metal band Korpiklanni coming into town. That's Finn for Wilderness Clan. They'll be playing Saturday, December 3rd at the Rickshaw with Arkona, Polka Dot Cadaver, and Forged in Flames. So might as well get some fierce oompa in from their 2009 album Karkalo, which is Finn for Party or Frolic. Here's Korpiklanni with an ode to a staple of the Finnish diet. This is going to be vodka. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver, 101.9 FM.
You are the real man. Once away your tears, we all suffer.
Smash. That is the return of Duchess Says. That was Narcisse off the Quebec Agro Dance Band's latest album, In a Fung Day Tea, which you can find through Alienate Recordings. And the quartet are currently touring and likely wounding various numerous audience members in Europe, and word is they're going to be on the North American roads in 2012, so watch out. But I implore anyone to go see them live when they come into your town. Prepare yourselves, Vancouver, for a weird giveaway next here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time.
Llegado, Death has arrived.
¿Dónde están tus huevos? How will the hero survive?
So that features two of the characters that would end up playing the mariachi owls from the film. That was Rick Garcia and George de la Hoyo with A la Muerte Legado, which is Spanish for At the Death. And that is from the soundtrack to Rango, which will be this week's profile here on Exploding Head Movies. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The profile is a little earlier than usual in light of the weird giveaway. So let's get this ready here as we... Oh, how can we display something on the radio? By making me pull things over here. So, first off from the film, it was directed by Gore Verbinski and starred Johnny Depp, and this is a CGI film about a pet chameleon who winds up acting as a sheriff of an animal-run town through the Mojave Desert. And the film also stars the voices of Alfred Molina, Harry Dean Stanton, Ray Winstone, and Bill Nighy as Rattlesnake Jake. So, for the giveaways, I do not have a copy of the score to the film, so there's no CD. I do not have the film on DVD itself. No, no, none of those. What I have is a little plastic terrarium, which I'm about to open up. It's actually fairly decently sized, which is completely professional and whatnot there. So yes, and inside here, it is a plush version of Rattlesnake Jake. So, yes, he's there. You can see there's a little poster of Rango in the back. And then, yeah, this is a decent-sized terrarium. I could say this definitely would hold 10 liters of reptiles of some sort. So if you have an adventurous lizard or turtle or something else that needs a lot of sun, it is well-ventilated, well-see-through, transparent. I'm sure there's some appropriate adjective that I could use there. So, yes, looks stable enough. You'll survive heat lamps. Perhaps small children and felines, but yeah. First caller, 604-822-CITR, will get this little gimme, a plush snake and a plastic terrarium. So let's listen to some of the score. This is done by Hans Zimmer, and we're going to start off with the Rango Suite. Call now. Thank you. Believe it or not, I still have a terrarium here to give away. 604-822-2487. This is Hans Zimmer, the background. This is Underground. And first off, we heard Rango Sweet, all off the soundtrack to Rango. And throughout the music you're listening to, you'll hear Zimmer play with some famous Western motifs. But you also hear the odd cue for some of his soundtracks to Pirates of the Caribbean and Sherlock Holmes. And Zimmer actually was asked to work on the first Pirates film, which was directed by Rango director Verbinski and starred Johnny Depp as some pirate or another. But Zimmer was unable to fully score it, but he did provide a few themes to his colleague Klaus Badelt. That he did it, but Zimmer wound up in scoring the other films thus far, and I think I have the fourth one on Stranger Tides somewhere in the vicinity, but that's not what I'm giving away. I'm giving away a toy snake and a terrarium, which could house said toy snake, or a very real snake, flesh and blood. Anyways, we're going to go back to the Rango score here, so we're going to listen to Hans Zimmer, and coming up is Rango and Beans on Exploding Head Movies, CITR. Would you like a snake in a box? That was Hans Zimmer from the Rango soundtrack, and we just heard It's a Miracle. And aside from Rango and Pirates of the Caribbean Part 4, Zimmer's 2011 included Kung Fu Panda 2, The Dilemma, and the forthcoming Sherlock Holmes sequel, A Game of Shadows. So that's Sherlock Holmes 2, Pirates of the Caribbean Part 4, Kung Fu Panda 2, so Pirates wins. In other sports action, 2012 looms with Zimmer working on Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises. But one interesting thing about that Zimmer has decided to do this year, he's declined to submit any of his scores to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. aka the Oscar committee. So that's going to be leaving a somewhat open field for a whole bunch of other composers to take over. And of course, once Oscar season starts kicking up, we'll be listening to some of the scores that have been nominated and ought to have been nominated. But that is for future Exploding Head movies. Currently present Exploding Head movies is worried about this terrarium and this snake. They need your love. 604-822-2487. Terrarium. Rattlesnake. Yeah, let's listen to a couple things here. One thing that I did mention is the Shindig finale is next week. This promo will basically recap what needs to be listened to and experienced at the railway.
Dictionary.com defines
Shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
Shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
Shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and yes, those charts are published. I know Sarah Accordingly, our music coordinator, is busy working on them right now. Right now, I'm watching her. Ha ha ha. Not really. This is GAC, CITR Vancouver. Speaking of shows, aside from Korpiklani, there's at least two happening this week that I'll note. Of course, they're both on the same night, so you either have to choose or you're going to have to split yourselves in two. So this Wednesday, November 30th, at the Rio Theater, is the return of Paul F. Tompkins. Probably best known from his TV work on Mr. Show, though you do see him on There Will Be Blood. But he's currently widely lauded for his character work on podcasts, both for his own on the Pod F Tomcast, and then his numerous appearances on plentiful and vital comedy podcasts like Comedy Bang Bang, Never Not Funny. I mean, the list is just endless. Sometimes he appears as himself. Sometimes he appears as his impersonations, ranging from Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, IFT, Gary Marshall, and Kick Bass! And they sound far better than that. So from his 2009 album Freak Wharf, here's Paul F. Tompkins talking about a horror film trope, The Sink and the Mirror. And I still have a terrarium here.
Folks, I like scary movies because I think we all like to be scared. That's not true, but that is something that dumb actors say when they go on talk shows to promote their scary movie. Like, why did you take this role? Well, I think because we all like to be scared. No, we do not. We do not. Do you know why? It's scary. That's why nobody likes it. If you walk down the street, somebody sticks a gun in your face, your reaction is not, "This is awesome! What a roller coaster ride I am on right now with this experience. What a thrill and a chill." But there is a moment in any scary movie that will get me every single time. And it's the moment where you have your hero, right? He's the only guy that is doing anything about these werewolves or whatever. He is having a hell of a time. There's a break in the action, finds himself in some building or other, He goes into the bathroom. All he wants to do is just splash some cold water on his face, right? Get a little, you know, refresh himself a little bit. He's not done fighting the monsters. So, same every time. Turns on the water, and then he looks in the mirror first, as if to say, it's you and me, buddy. It is nuts out there. Tell you what, old friend, why don't we treat ourselves to a little cold water on the face? I bet that'll make things seem a lot less bleak. So he goes down and he splashes water on his face and then he comes back up, hideous monster in the mirror! Gets me every single time. And I know that it's coming too. Like as soon as I see the sink, I'm like, oh, here we go. It's gonna happen. Now look, I know I'm a grown man and movies are fake, right? But I have a bathroom. There's a mirror and a sink in there. Sometimes I'm alone in the house. But then recently I realized I don't have to be scared of this anymore because my bathroom is too small for this to realistically happen. And in order for a monster to get the drop on me, the phrase excuse me would have to be used. Like if he really wanted to go for the effect, right? Like if the monster was like, oh man, when he comes back up from that sink, it is gonna be, this guy's gonna lose his mind. I think they take pleasure in it because they're monsters. It's like if I'm putting water on my face and I hear, excuse me, just want to get by here. Aha! Well, look who it is. Should have turned into a bat or something, stupid. Totally know you're in here. You just get out of here. Just go. You are the worst monster. Hey, sorry about that worst monster crack. I didn't need to go that far. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation. All right? Okay. I'll see you out there. I'm going to kill you. Okay. Good job.
Paul F. Tompkins comes to your town.
November 30th, the Rio Theater in Vancouver, Canada. I'm pleased to be returning to Vancouver. That show's already... It might even be sold out by the time you're hearing this. It's half sold out as of this recording. I cannot tell you when we're recording this. If people knew when we were recording this, our enemies could target us. Evan and I have enemies. That's a new development. Anyway, the Rio Theater, Vancouver, Canada. I had a great time there. Last time I was there, I'm happy to be back.
Et la traversée durera toute une année. Ils vaincront les maléfices jusqu'en 70.
69 années.
Durera toute une année et que les dieux les bénissent jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques. 69 années érotiques.
Et la traversée durera toute une année. Il pardonnera ses caprices jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques. 69
Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. I guess I should say Jane Birkin. And that's an ode to the year 1969, so 69 années érotiques. And that's off their self-titled album that year and features the notorious Je t'aime, moi non plus. And Birkin was with composer John Barry for a while before Gainsbourg, and they ran away, and the two collaborated musically and personally until 1980, and they had a daughter, Charlotte, who's both a musician and actress. Now, I just got some late breaking news here. We should have the little telex thing going on. Here, we'll use the terrarium. Yeah, congratulations. Me. Jane Birkin was scheduled to play the Vogue Theater on November 30th, but at this point, I've been told the show has been canceled. So keep your eyes peeled. Take a look at the Vogue Theater and see what's going on. Details, well, if refunds are required or if a date's going to be rescheduled. At the very least, I think she is still supposed to be on tour, and she has a gig tomorrow scheduled at Seattle's Neptune Theater, and she's scheduled to go then east. So if you're elsewhere in Canada, maybe you'll see her. December 7th, Toronto's Queen Elizabeth Theater, and then December 8th at the Metropole au Montréal. And this is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. The snake is gone. He broke loose. Actually, Gavin took the snake home since, appropriately enough, the man was born in the year of the snake, so that is coming with him. And Gavin will be up in about 25 minutes, 9 o'clock, with the Jazz Show, but there is still a terrarium available here, 604-822-2487. Next up, what are we going to do? We are going to listen to some, let's listen to a little bit of Blackout Beach, the cover of Discorder for November, which there's still a few days left before the December/January edition come out. And we're going to listen to something off his latest album called Fuck Depth. And it's the solo project of Kerry Mercer, best known for his work in bands like Frog Eyes and Swan Lake. So here is Blackout Beach with Beautiful Burning Desire.
Thank you.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All the herpetologists or repto enthusiasts are at the national show. Wish I could be at the national, but here I am. pitching a terrarium available for anyone who needs to house an amphibian of some sort. What we just heard there was Neon Indian, and that was Polish Girl. And that is off of Alan Palomo's project's second album, Era Extraña, which was recorded in part in Helsinki. And the album itself came out this past September. And Neon Indian's had a good 2011. Amongst other things, he's also collaborated with the Flaming Lips on an EP that was released this March. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies. Next up, it's over to Edmonton, and the band formerly known as Gobble Gobble is now known as Born Gold. Now, for those of you planning well into the future, February 18th, 2012, they'll be at the Fortune Sound Club, and Fortune Sound Club was one of the great businesses run locally here in Vancouver that helped us out during the fun drive, so thanks to them. From their recent singles compilation, Body Songs, this is Born Gold with Decimate Everything.
Barbra Streisand. Streisand.
Sampling a little bit of Night Train via Boney M. There's Armin van Helden, Montreal's A-Track together as Duck Sauce, and that's Barbra Streisand. That's off of their greatest hits. I wouldn't say it's a compilation because it's the only album they have, but it's a single that came out 2010. Did wonderfully. Sort of gets your night going there. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up 9 p.m., it is the Jazz Show. With that snake himself, Gavin Walker. Then at the midnight hour, it is Canada Post Rock. That'll close our broadcast day around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, there's a terrarium still available in case you have a niece, nephew, cousin, offspring, some little child that has an interest in looking at a little animal that's going to be under a lamp and enjoying the view of the bedroom. You could still do that, but at this point, you're going to have to email me to do that, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So, if you missed this week's show, the podcast is on CITR.ca. Just click on schedule, find it there. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can also search Facebook. You'll find a way to catch up on past shows, and along with the other usual distractions pertaining to movies and music. Next week, we're going to look at something by a band called Ox out of Sudbury. It's a sort of like soundtrack for a film that's real or not. It's called Tuco. So tune in next week. Again, big thank you to everyone who donated on the recent fund drive. Your contributions will definitely help CITR operate even better in the coming year. So we're going to close here with some vintage Primal Scream with some widely dissonant horns that plays like a car chase. So from 2000's Exterminator, this is Primal Scream with Blood Money. So take care, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7 days.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM or on cable 88.5 on Shaw Cable. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show.